You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
The Holy Spirit is a divine third person in the triune God. We can know Him, experience Him, and fellowship with Him. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Make Room.
Good evening, 7 p.m. service. My name is Mav. I am one of your campus missionaries. And tonight, I have been given the honor of actually introducing to our brand new series, which is Make Room. Last week, we have actually ended our previous series, which is The Gospel Demonstrated. And last week, we have learned that the complete acceptance of the gospel is actually measured by how much we demonstrate it in our lives. It's not enough that we know a lot of scripture, we post a lot of scripture, but the true measure by which we are actually becoming more and more Christ-like is how much of the gospel we actually demonstrate in our lives. And I do understand that it's not actually easy knowing the scripture like, love your enemies, forgive as you have been forgiven, be generous. All these things are actually hard. But the good news is, through this series, we are going to know that it is actually possible to do the things that God has told us to do. And I'll give you a secret as well. So make room. Make room is actually an expression by which we move aside or we give favor towards something that we give value upon. Like, say for example, bro, pwede mo, isto ka kay nai bisita. Oh, sige mo, isto ko. Diba? Something like that. We give favor or we move aside. So, example, how many of you are familiar with this? Hashtag the royal wedding. It's actually the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan. So, it's actually their wedding and it's actually a royal wedding and everyone has been anticipating for this event. And if you can see in the picture, all the major networks are actually broadcasting this. Live na siya tanan during the event. Actually, it's such an example of making room for something that is special. So the world views the wedding as special simply because a royal wedding does not happen every day. And I believe that most of us, especially the women, actually have that fantasy to actually become of royal blood. Tama ba? That is not actually the one that we are going to talk about. Making room is not something like based on our preference. Now, when we see this thing, I'm going to make room. If it's not that important, I'm not going to make room. So this is not actually going to become a posture of accommodation. Na parang it's a choice. Rather, this is actually going to become a posture by which we give reverence to someone and we are going to actually give honor and reverence to that someone. And that is actually the Holy Spirit. So let me just give you the goal of this series, and it's actually to get to experience a Spirit-empowered daily life. So actually, us Christians, it's not enough for us to go here every Sunday, but we are actually called for an extraordinary life. And in order for us to do those things, the calling that we have individually, we need extraordinary strength. Last week, we need to apply it into our lives. But sometimes it's difficult. That is why we need a greater strength for us to do this. So say, for example, if you have this guy right here in your basketball team, you all know, or if you are following the basketball world, then you all know this guy. This is LeBron James, considered to be the greatest of this generation, greatest basketball player of this generation. So say, for example, naa siya sa imong team. Last 3 seconds and inyong bola, you are down 2 points. Thrilling kayo. But wala ninyo siya gipasulod sa inyong team. Rather, you bench this guy, this great, amazing guy, this monster guy. Instead, kani inyong gipasulod? Ronel Lopez. I'm not saying that this guy is not good. It's just that we all know that LeBron James is so much greater than this guy, right? So this is actually the same thing. We don't actually live our life to the fullest of our potentials if we don't tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things that we could actually do in our life. But sometimes we fail to do this thing simply because we do not know how to tap on that great power of the Holy Spirit. So once we get to understand that, we can use these things to fulfill the mission for us, the church, by learning who the Holy Spirit is. So we need to learn who the Holy Spirit is. Take note, it is not a what. The Holy Spirit is actually who. And there has been a lot of misconceptions in the world regarding the Holy Spirit. We live in a Christian country, or the Philippines, most of us know Christ. And most of us accept that the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. Our God is a triune being. But most of us don't understand that they are of equal being, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We think of the Holy Spirit as something like a divine energy, an impersonal force, parang emanating power of God without having any personality. And it's just something that we can use deep inside na parang sa Star Wars bitaw, the force is strong, something like that ang atong mindset of the Holy Spirit. But scriptures tell us differently. And the Holy Spirit tells us that the Holy Spirit is a divine being, a personal God, and the third person of the triune God. So therefore, not having a complete understanding of the Holy Spirit actually leads us to an incomplete living of our Christian life. And finally, we are to learn what we can do through His help, guidance, and power through us. Guys, we can actually do so much more. Do you believe that? Let me just introduce this series further. The next 6 weeks is actually going to become very important for us. And we need to actually grasp what this is all about in order for us to prepare ourselves and to actually be changed by this series. We are going to actually undergo pneumatology, which is the study of the personality and works of the Holy Spirit. So, this word actually comes from two Greek words, pneuma and logos. And pneuma actually means breath, air, and spirit. And logos, word, speech, or simply it is a study. And conveniently, the Hebrew word is also ruach. It means breath, air, spirit, and something that is invisible energy or power. We all know that we cannot see wind, but we know when wind actually hits us. We feel it. And it has the power, it is invisible, but we can actually use windmills right now to convert those wind energy into something that we can use in our homes, offices, and transportation, all these things. So we all know that the wind is powerful. Can I ask everyone to inhale, exhale? Na-feel to ninyo, guys? Na-feel ninyo ang life, rejuvenating kayo bitaw, na-fresh kayo ninyo ang lawas, na-feel ninyo? That is power. That is life. So that is the ruach that the Bible is talking about here. And especially the spirit is something that is invisible, that has power, at the same time, it is a life-giving energy. This is not something. This is someone. This is a person. So I'm going to mention a few specific groups of people. And if feeling ninyo you are hit by one or two or three of this, all the more, this series is going to be actually for you. One, struggling with the Christian life. If you are this person that you actually know that you have already been saved, you accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but you know that there is something missing in your life. Lord, victorious naman ko ani last week. Lord, ngayon may balik lagi ko ani, Lord. I have this reoccurring sin that I always fall upon. If you're that person, this is actually for you. Second, doubting salvation. You know that you have already been saved, pero you feel like, Lord, is this everything that you have to offer? Lord, ano laging wala kayo na change akong life? I see a person outside, office mate. Lord, I feel like he or she is better than me. Mas buhutan lagi siya na ako, Lord. Mas generous, mas kind. Lord, am I actually saved? Thirdly, limited life change. You may have changed something in your life before. Maglayo mo 2 times a day, karon once a week na lang. It's still a sin, guys. But it took you 4 years to change your habit of lying. Then this series is actually for you. Lack of boldness to be a witness. Sometimes there are a lot of instances in the world where you can actually preach the gospel. Like, sometimes sa taxi, sa pedicab, or sa inyong classmates, don't do this, don't do that. There are a lot of instances by which we can actually preach the gospel, but we lack the boldness to do so. This person is actually opening up to you. I have been experiencing this in my life, failure, I am hopeless. Okay, sige, okay rin lagi ka, okay rin na. But we are not preaching the gospel. This is for you. Striving in doing ministry or burnout. You are volunteering, not only in church, but outside, but you don't feel the joy anymore. Before, you are so passionate doing these things. But right now, kapoy naman. Pag open sa door, hello, welcome. Sige, lingkod na dito. Kabalo kong dito ka sa ikatulong bangko, sa ikaduhang row. Go. you no longer feel the joy, then this is actually for you. And finally, you are oppressed spiritually. If you feel like you have been hit by one of these things, I know that there's a lot of things that I am guilty about, then actually, guys, this series is actually for us. So let's see muna the overview of this series. Week 1, today we are going to know the person of the Holy Spirit. Next week, we are going to talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Next is Spirit of Sonship, Walking in the Spirit, and Spirit-Empowered Life. So we are going to discuss all these things the next 6 weeks. We are going to talk all about the Holy Spirit. Before, in the Old Testament, ang highlight was God the Father. In the New Testament was God the Son. And right now, actually, guys, we are not alone. We are still part of the great story. And the one that is highlighted supposedly in our lifetime is the Holy Spirit. Oh man, you're glad we can actually have access to God through the Holy Spirit. So that is the introduction of the series. Now, the challenge about knowing the Holy Spirit is that dili kay ta relate. Simply because God the Father. Of course, we are familiar with fathers. We have them at home. We have them sa salingan, sa atong communities, sa church, sa school. We can be familiar with the dynamics of a father. So we know what the father is capable of, unsay ang priorities and all these things. We can be familiar about the father. Now the son, for the men right here, personally we are sons. And for the women, you can actually see it as well, sa inyong siblings, in the community. So we can actually be familiar of what a son is really all about. But here comes the Holy Spirit. How can we possibly understand the Spirit? Now, Lord, I cannot see God, the Holy Spirit. But, Lord, how can I actually know you? So that is the challenge. Do you remember when you were a child, your parents will tell you, you're going to go out, sugoon magpatis. Don't talk to strangers. Our parents have told us to not talk to strangers simply because we cannot trust something that we do not know. We do not trust something that we are not familiar of. Sometimes we need to study muna or get to know the person in order for us to even give a little bit of trust to that person. The same is true with the Holy Spirit. Knowledge builds up trust. We simply cannot and should not immediately trust something that we are not knowledgeable about. Tonight, we are going to imagine ourselves being part of a greater story. Question, have you ever experienced being abandoned by the very person whom you trusted the most? Bro, I trusted you. I remember a story of a friend. He was with his best friend. For months, they have been scheduling this tattoo appointment. They already chose the design of the tattoo and all these things. And when they were there, the first guy went, of course, first. So he had the tattoo. It was kind of painful. And right after he was done, lo and behold, the other guy said, bro, I'm not comfortable having a tattoo. My parents are actually not agreeable of these things. How you can imagine what the first guy is actually feeling? I was betrayed. Grabe ka, bro. Pasa ka, bro. So tonight, we are actually going to embark into kind of the same story. So, this is now Jesus Christ and the disciples. Imagine it with me. After the resurrection, Christ has been with the disciples for 40 more days. Imagining your hero, Jesus Christ, and he conquered death. Lord, you are actually real. Tinodyo dahi si God. And the hope of the people are actually hyped up. This is going to be my king. And we are actually going to be successful and we are going to heaven and conquer this earth simply because Jesus Christ, my Savior, came back from the death to life. So, your hope has already been in Christ. Imagine yourself, you are a disciple of Christ. John 14, it says here, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than this will he do, because I am going to the Father. Wait, what? I thought we were going to conquer the world together. What's the use of you actually resurrecting if you're actually going to leave us? Lord, imagine the feeling of the disciple. Lord, are you sure? Imagine how much anxiety. You have already given everything to God. You have abandoned all your possessions. You have sold all your possessions. You have given up with your career. And here you are with God, with the person whom you have given your life. And biyaan rin mo. Imagine the anxiety the apostles were feeling. It says here, and God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Oh, grabe, Lord. Imo ba dyan magsugoon, Lord? Imo na ganin yung biyaan. Imo ba dyan magsugoon? Lord, ilalim mo, Lord. Pwede, stay ka nilang, Lord. It tells us that passion should always translate into actions. We are called to obey. And imagine, grabe na kayong anxiety and confirmations upon confirmations mula ka o Judea si Christ. But the next word here, it says, and I will ask the Father, it says here, I, personally to the Father, and He will give you another. The word another there, actually not the word heteros. In Greek, there's two words referring with the translation another. The first is heteros. It says there, another of a different kind. But that is not the word we are talking about right here. We are talking about the word allos, which means another of the same kind. So when we say another here, as we see it here, the same kind. What is Jesus? Jesus is 100% God. So in the same breath, that someone that He is actually going to ask the Father to come is the same. The Holy Spirit is God. So, it is not a divine energy again. It is not an impersonal force, but it's going to be someone that is personal and the same God. So, the same way He is a God, He is someone that we can actually know, we can actually experience, and we can also have fellowship with. Acts 5:1-4. How many of you are familiar with Ananias and Sapphira? They're actually part of the new church now. And in those times, every one of us are going to sell all our possessions and we're going to give it in church. Those times. And this is Ananias and Sapphira. They did not sell all their possessions. It says here, but a man named Ananias with his wife, Sapphira, sold a piece of property. And with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it and laid it on the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Take note, Peter was not saying that Ananias was lying to him. The issue here is not that amount of money, but it's an issue of the heart towards the Holy Spirit. And to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land. Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. Guess what? Ananias and Sapphira died ng dahil. Sapphira. And it's kind of funny, but if you're really going to dig deeper and actually analyze the story, this is the truth. This is not like an imaginary story, but this is something that actually happened in those times. They lied to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy. It is mighty. It is powerful. It's the same God that we have right now. And their heart is not completely and fully for God. This is what happened. I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen to us, but that is what happened right there and then. The Holy Spirit deserves honor, reverence, and worship. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. We're going to study the word helper. It comes from the word parakletos. It is actually a Latin word. A helper, it means a counselor, an advocate, comforter, intercessor. An example of this is a lawyer. So imagine yourself in a court and you are actually answering to the judge. And in order for you not to be in trouble, you actually have this person to tell you, is it safe? Because I don't know these proceedings. Is it safe to tell this? We have seen a lot of things that going on in the news, and this is a common phrase that they say, I invoke my right to self-incrimination. And that is a role of the Holy Spirit. It gives us the knowledge, the wisdom that we need in order for us to actually do the things we are to do, in order for us to demonstrate the gospel over our lives. He is the great counselor. But here's the catch. The Holy Spirit does not work instead of us. Dili ni something like, Holy Spirit, I want to do great things. Come. It's not something like that. Rather, the Holy Spirit works in and through us. We have this conscious mind, and the Holy Spirit tells us, but we know what we are going to do. And it says here, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Now we have someone that comforts us in times that we are actually not okay. We have someone that gives us wisdom, gives us knowledge, and all these things. And guess what? Our Holy Spirit will be with us forever. And it's not your choice. The Holy Spirit will be with us forever. Continuing on, says here, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, you will know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He is actually in you right now. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is actually activated within you. But we are not actually sensitive of the Holy Spirit simply because we are not exercising it. It's the same as like this. Imagine your mother. There's a great crowd right here and everyone is talking. But when your mother comes in inside that door and calls your name, you know that it is your mother. Or someone that you truly love and treasure. The same way the Holy Spirit works somewhat like that. The more we get to dig deeper into the Word, the more we get to interact with the Holy Spirit, the more we ask of it, the more we are sensitive to His voice. For He dwells with you and will be in you. And He says, finally, I will not leave you as orphans. This is Jesus Christ talking to us. He has not left us orphans. The Holy Spirit is of equal level with the Father and of the Son. They are of equal footing. They are the same God in different persons. It says here, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So, what does the Holy Spirit do? God, that is the Holy Spirit as well, enables us. Enables us to do what? Integrity. Say, for example, for the businessman right here, you have a transaction that could actually give you hundreds of thousands in an instant, but will cause you to lie, to cheat, or to do transactions under the table. I know it's very difficult for us to say no to a 90,000 pesos in just a sitting. And as human being, we cannot do it on our own. Good works cannot do this. Good looks cannot do this. Pa-cute, dili. I tried. But it does not work that way. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in order for us to do this. Purity and holiness. I know it's very difficult in this day and age to be pure and holy simply because for the world it is normal. But I tell you, not everything that is normal is actually good. It may be normal in the world, but God is telling us that we are to become pure and holy. How? With the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things that we could actually do if we completely hold on to the power of the Holy Spirit. Not on our own, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. It says here, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you. He is our ultimate teacher. If you have been reading the Bible, he is the one who is going to remind you in times na parang you're going to be in trouble. He will be the one to remind you the things that you have read, the things that you have experienced, the things that you have heard in church. He is the one that still small voice that says no. That is the Holy Spirit. He will bear witness. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. He is the Spirit of truth. Let me just give you a couple of verses before I end. John 16, 13 to 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He has all these things, but he is more than that. He is not just a helper. He is a God, and He deserves all our glory, all our adoration, the same way that we praise God the Father and God the Son. How thankful we are to them. We are to always acknowledge as well that the Holy Spirit is in us. Even right now, He is in us, just waiting for you to hear His small, still voice. He is the great teacher, the great comforter, and all these things and more. John 16, 14 says, He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. We are not only called to do life normally, just like any other day, but we are called for something greater, for a greater purpose. We are something like this. We live in a world na high-tech na kayong gadgets. But no matter how powerful a gadget is, if it is not connected to the source, it will cease to function. Same way with us. No matter how great you think you are, no matter how intellectual you are, how athletic you are, how friendly you are, the great things that we are proud of in life, how wealthy you are, no matter how great of these things you are, I tell you, without being connected to the source and without having the true purpose in your life, you are nothing. We are nothing. How am I sure of this one? Not even Adam and Eve, they were not able to say no to the serpent. Because the serpent is the father of lies. John 8:44 says that you are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. You know what, church? The same way that the Holy Spirit is always with us, Satan is always sneaking right there, waiting for the perfect opportunity to give us lies in our life, to promise things that are actually not real. He is always there. A few lies that we have right here. Money is equal to success. What I need is actually money. Right now, I am in poverty. And I feel like I am in bondage. I do not have friends, but I will work my way hard so that I can have money. And I know that I am going to become successful. I'm going to go up the ladder so that I will earn more. And at the same time, I am going to become more successful. I tell you, that is a lie. I haven't tried that. I haven't been so rich, but I know a lot of stories by which the rich says that all of these things does not mean anything. Second lie, you are what you do. Your identity, your purpose is tied up on who you are, on what you do. You are a lawyer, you're a great athlete, you are heartthrob, 99 likes in 2 seconds. You are this person. That is not your purpose. That is not your worth. If right now, inyong likes 2 lang gabon after 2 months, that is not your purpose. If right now, not everything in your life is all lined up, it does not mean that you are worthless. That is the lie of the enemy, church. That is a lie. Accomplishments, materials, and all these things does not actually define who you are. There are times, right, now we feel defeated. We're hopeless. We're abandoned. Just so tired with the things that's going on with my life, with the world. There's no hope. I tell you, Mark 8:36 says, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" What if in the process of gaining all these things that you want in life, at night you have dreams, you have your hashtag goals. What if in the process of getting all these things, you have lost your way? It is not enough to do or to get all this. I'm not saying that all these things are bad. I'm not telling you to not excel in your work, excel in your job, dream high. But I'm just telling you that in the course of doing these things, make sure that you have tapped on the Holy Spirit to know your purpose, to demonstrate the gospel. And the same way that you have been saved, others may be saved as well. The Holy Spirit reminds us of victory. Being triumphant. Everything has been done. Everything has been paid for. We are already victorious because 2,000 years ago, a man died on the cross. And even right now, he looks at us with great value, with excitement for the days to come, for the months to come, the years to come of how you are going to turn out. He has greater plans for you. And we only need to tap on the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit is not just energy or something that is a lesser being than the God, the Father, and God the Son. They are one and the same. A few more verses, John 16:33. It says here, "I have told you all this so that you may have power in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." Nindot kayo siya, right? The assurance that we have. When we become a Christian, we are not actually going to dispose every problem that we have. Nothing will change, but guess what? One thing will change. Right now, we have that assurance that at the end of the day, we are going to have that victory that God so promised of us. As we continue to read the Word, apply it in our lives, ask the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to do all these things, at the end of the day, we are going to become victorious. John 14:2, it says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" Church, right now, God is telling you, the Holy Spirit is telling you, make room for me. Because guess what? Even before you were born, I have already made room for you in heaven. Isn't it but fitting that the exchange is to be made? And grabe, dilitadihado with this exchange. We are so much blessed with this exchange. We don't deserve this room. We don't deserve to be in heaven and to enjoy even the life that we are having right now. But guess what? Because of the love and the grace of God, it is possible and it has been done. Again, in my Father's house are many rooms. And each one of us has already been reserved.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.